Begin the current daf. Masech is made cut in Afchavah. Begin with Beis. Begin to test the mask. Begin with the Gemara. Beichu Alexandri. And what type of mending can we not do for a tear on the parent? Is Alexandrian mending, which Rishami brings, Ezo Eichu. What type of mending is that? Kol she'im okay benika, where you're not going to recognize after it's mended that there was ever a tear there. Masech the Smoch is referring. Similarly, Masech the Smoch is explaining Kol she'achu kol tzarkei was fully mended all the way. Not only the seller can't mend it, who he was the mourner, so too the consumer cannot mend it. And if he has to let him know. If Tzai says, Lushman, I didn't hear, I'm allowed to sell to a Gentile. Because although the consumer is not allowed to mend it, maybe if it's a Gentile, it's permitted. Because although we said, wait a second, the seller has to notify to the buyer, so it seems like whoever it is, maybe behind the condition, it's only that the consumer should not do a prohibition. We're not concerned the garment itself as if the Gentile is going to mend it, and therefore maybe that would not be a problem. L'chayr Mutter says that somebody would be permitted to sell it to a Gentile. But in addition, one has to look into is, Bahai, this it says, this that according to that, just like the seller can't, or to the buyer, etc. Have a pierced Tanakama. Is this an explanation by the Tanakama, which he's beloy haficha without turning it upside down, because when you turn it upside down, you're allowed to mend it. And that's what the price is saying, that just like the seller is not allowed to mend it without turning upside down, so too is the buyer. And so too, where he holds that it's forbidden even to turn it upside down, so too for the buyer. Or is only going to Tanakama, who he permits by turning upside down, and is coming to say that no, he didn't permit mending without turning upside down, also for the buyer. Now, since there's my depligan regarding what they do disagree about, if it's permitted to mend the garment by turning upside down, so it says near that love the kama, it seems like love the kama, which is the more lenient that you're allowed to vechem pishur no sotu ra explains like this. To make says matter beginning with the gemara tchilis kriya, the initial tear is sholosh etzbayis, only has to be three fingerprints. Which says Tais says like down in my mapik time, he says I don't know where he gets his reasoning from because the el mafkinan previously the gemara chabez and bez learned out tefach has to be a hand breath like the other madama maybe chazik from grabbing a hold because in the chizik pachim tefach grabbing a hold with your fist is not less than a hand breath, which is the size of a fist. So where does he get this about three fingerprints? Similar in the Bryce, like Ula, the way he has this compromise between the two. What do you see like him? He was in Remeir and Rabbi Huda. Says the Gemara, you see the Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi holds like Ula. And Rabbi Yisi, Allah Kabbalah, Rabbi Huda. And regarding Halacha, which is what Ula is coming to do, we rule like Rabbi Yisi in contrast to Remeir and Rabbi Huda. As the Gemara brings Pek Meshetsu and Ebed Abman Velman Beis. But like Morovis says, Rabbi Yisi is also going like one opinion and one other opinion like the other one, which general halacha is like machriya, and therefore again that's what we see in the brisa like Ula who's being machriya between Remeir on one and Rebuta on the other one. That the Tanakhama holds that if parents, siblings, whatever it is, that you just do one tier for them all. Now, besides the smacha is they bring that amle misav. Let's say someone's told that his father passed away. Makarda he tore his garment. Way in the limit really was his mother. So Yossi fulfilled the obligation. Mesim, let's say his mother passed away. But in love, it's really only his father. Yossi fulfilled the obligation. Let's say tell Mesaviv, Mesa Imai. His father passed away, his mother passed away, because he tore the garment. But in the Elechim Akrem actor was one of the other relatives. Yotza, he's filled the obligation. Let's say Echim Akrem, let's say tell him it's one of his other relatives. The currently tore his garment. But in love, Imai, really, it's really his father, his mother. Then Yotza, he's not filled the obligation, like we see that the level of stringency of a parent is more severe. Mishami, the Yishami brings. Let's say tell him Reuben passed away. Currently tore his garment. Actually, it was Shimon. So, yes, it's a full obligation. Reuben, let's say Reuben died. Currently tore his garment. They actually had no kaim. He was alive. He died. So, this time, there is an opinion over there that is not full of obligation. Although he ultimately died, but at that time he was still alive. Let's say he tore for his father. Turns out it was really his son. So, in Mesal Asr, if he died on the spot, then he doesn't have to tear. Now, Kamal, so what's on the spot from when he tore? It's Kadei Dibur. Amount of time is saying, Shomalach Rabbi Mardi, that amount of time would be that as if it happened from before. We say, Perek Masin Dorm, Kamaikin, Hishnai Soto, it's taught like this, in the last Perek in the Dorm of Pezayan Manav, that if it's within Tech Kadei Dibur, then it would be valid as a Kriya. The next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Mnach Mitzchuk, he says, Lafisha Inimitei Sefes. He says, no. This that Ridum Seir holds that it has to be a separate tier, which the Gemara asked, why? Why can't you not add on? So not Mitzvah says, because you cannot add on. So it's a wonder. My Mitzvah Pashat Hamad Reis, what's he saying more than what the Bryce said? The Bryce already said that they're not Betei Sefes. So actually, Pishra Rabbi Shemar Mitzvah says, the link is in that we don't have the text, Lafi She'en Meisifim Be'Bryce. The Brisa didn't say those words. And that's what Reb Nachman Yisrael is coming to say, that you cannot add on. Now, Bavari Hekshav Taisis, the Re'as in Taisis says, my Shaykh B'Taisefes, what is this application of addition? In other words, the question is, the tear that one has to do for one's parent has to go tear all the way down to one's heart. So, even if it would be permitted to add on for other relatives, but you cannot add on because we said that the tear could only go to the heart and not further down than that. So, you wouldn't be able to add on anyway. So, what is this that you can't do Taisefes? So it says this nearly, it appears to me, the Matzil Meimah, that you could say, the Sphere Kamandama, Tifur, that he held like the Mandama, that says it go to the navel, and it's not limited to the heart. Or you know, I mean, other approaches. Actually, Galus Liboy, this is what we say from the parent, that you have to tear until it reveals the heart. Ain't the Kokach, but that's not really literally as much as when till the heart, so there is still room to extend. But me, however, since I say this nearly, it actually appears more to me, the Ka'amar of Nachm Yitzchak, this is what Nachm Yitzchak was saying in the explanation, not an addition. Which means shekosher tzarich likraya ad libay, because really you have to tear till your heart. Now, what he was going on was in the irakach shleikar libay, but if it happened that he didn't tear till his heart, mikam malkam. That's what Reb Nachman is coming to say. Still, kibud la'oskam asher itself, since he didn't do like he was supposed to do. Aimer, that's what he's saying. The in shaykh the sabbath, you cannot do addition. So, yeah, there is room because he didn't go all the way, and still he's saying no, you cannot do the sabbath because really it was supposed to be up until that point. Now, me, however. The Perush, according to his interpretation, obviously that, according to that interpretation, he was like the Yeshayim that hold that the tear is only supposed to be up until the heart. But since Tais Vilmandama, Besamach, but even according to the one that says shortly that says Antibur up until the navel, Yishlayashim, Kamish Rashim, you could explain the way we explain, where Shane Sokh Likrel, Avalimai, Rakash Galasli, but then you only have to tear up until the heart, to reveal the heart, if he did tear more, Shapir Mishim Kavay Lavim, then it's appropriate because of the dignity of one's parent. The income of Tashkent is not tearing of a garment more than what you're supposed to. And therefore, even if you throw out those heart and not more, that's what's saying that you cannot extend for other relatives up until the navel because it's like it's already torn since it was already allowed to be torn. And therefore, that's why we're saying it's not B'Tesevus. To the next verse, Mata, beginning with Gemara, Paitimul Mata, the Kohen Gadol, he's the only one that he doesn't tear on the top, he tears on the bottom, which Beperek Basa, the Hari, is Mefash, Makareya. In the last pack in Haris, David Bezim Bez, the Gemara explains, what are you tearing Lamata in Bitsaver? Are we talking about literally in the bottom of the garment, or are we talking about a bottom of the neck? So that's the question. When we say bottom, it can mean lower beneath the neck, like other mourners tear. It just tears beneath the neck, and he's allowed to tear that. And because we say that if you didn't tear the garment, which it's not considered kara, so saying the kugel is allowed to do that, even though he's not mabdal sfas chalukai. So that's the question, what do we mean, lamata, that's discussed in the Gemara and Haris. You know, it says, mabdal begin with the Gemara, levir in my sivin alav ve'ima, because you cannot add on of the tear of the father and the mother, which appears for conscious, Rashi explains that kulukai, it's going to all the cases, meaning, the benim kar love kredim, whether you tore first for the father, that you cannot add on the other relatives, or being care alechem mekrev mekrev, or you did one of the other relatives first, you cannot add on for the parents. Which says, well, they done manole. I said, I don't know where he gets this from, because the lishna mashma, the wording sounds like dafka al care of the imai, that specifically when you had a tear of the father and mother, so you couldn't, that was first, then you cannot add on to that. Where does he see that if you have other relatives, you cannot add on parents onto that tier of those other relatives?